Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also John Harrison's website. John's our good friend and certified financial planner, and also the author of Making Mammon Serve You. John, tell us about, again, how we can find you online, and how do we find your book?
The book is available on Amazon, and as well as on my website at www.aspirefa.com, A-S-P-I-R-E-F as in financial, A as in advisor.com. Would right. love to continue the conversation with any of your listeners there.
Check that out. So John, what are some other year-end tax planning things that we need to pay attention to?
Well, I always tell people to consider tax loss harvesting at the end of the year, and that simply refers to if you've got investments, stocks, for instance, that have lost money, and you're not convinced they're coming back, then you can sell them before year-end and take them as a capital loss. You can
right.
offset any capital gains
and,
you've had.
And put that cash to other use.
Put that cash to other use. And also, if you have more losses than gains, and so you've offset all your capital gains and still have capital losses, you can actually use them against regular earned income up to $3,000 and carry them forward if you have more than that. So that's a neat thing to know about. Mm-hmm. And the last two things I'd mentioned to people in terms of year-end planning, if you can and want to maximize your retirement plan contributions, it's a good idea to do so, because once the year is over, if you've got, say, a 401k or 403b, once the year is over, your opportunity to contribute to that is gone, so certainly maximize those if you can. And make sure you use up the money that's in flexible spending accounts. If you have one of those flexible spending accounts for medical expenses and other issues that an employer provides, typically those are use it or lose it by year end. Some employers do give a grace period of about 60 days beyond that. But
remind us how those work.
Basically, it allows you to set aside money from your check on a pre-tax basis to cover things that, for instance, medical expenses that aren't covered mm-hmm. by insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really great. The only problem is the money in them that is unused is forfeited. So you want to be very careful
So you just want to take that out. Then. So you can't carry that over year after year then.
Right. That they expire, and the money in there is
forfeited. Even though it's your money. Wow, I didn't know that.
So there's an incentive, number one, not to put more in there than you reasonably think you can use.
And if you don't, take it out. That's almost like found money, right? Why would you not take it out?
Exactly. Yeah. So those are things that people will do by year end faithfully every year. It just helps get your new year off to a better financial start. And certainly many other things we could do, but if you do those seven things, that's a good start for you.
Give us a good 2012 tip. What do we do to get ready for next year?
Well, besides all the things on this list, I think the best thing anybody can do for themselves going into the year is start the year with a good budget that they're happy about. In other words, decide where your money has been going. There's a million different software programs that will help you track that, or you can
right.
use a spreadsheet or the back of a napkin if need be. And make adjustments to it. Decide, well, I'm not thrilled where it's been going. I'm going to reallocate things so I'm spending money in this fashion. And if you start the year being happy with where your money is going, how much is going to savings and investment, how much is going to debt reduction, how much is going to lifestyle things, that's probably the strongest financial thing you can do for yourself that doesn't require a lot of expert intervention or upfront expense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing more people focusing on insurance annuity products and less on Wall Street equities?
Absolutely, because for the
people are sick of Wall Street, aren't they? And I'm not talking about the occupiers. I'm talking about regular investors. It's getting to the point where if you're an investor and not a trader, where do you go?
People are realizing that what they really want for their retirement is a guaranteed income. They want what used to be called a pension when they were
right.
when they were little or when their parents had. And whereas in the roaring 90s, they were just happy to see their portfolio get bigger every year. The last 10 years have been so tough on securities-oriented investments. Money really has been fleeing to products and things that give people some sort of guarantee of income rather
you like
than...
You like annuities?
I really do. There's, you know, they're not a panacea, they're not a cure-all, but right. there's nothing else that do what they do.
In terms of that
for
guarantee.
Many people.
Yeah, it does. Hey, John, give us the website again, please.
It's Aspire, F-A, AspireFA.com. And love to keep things going there if anyone wants to join me.
Good job, John. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back?
I'd love to.
We'll have you back again real soon. Thanks. John Harrison, the Reverend John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, CFP, Certified Financial Planner. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.